You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I have a theory about Carrie Underwood. My theory is that all moms in the United States of America hate Carrie Underwood.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Absolutely hate her. And it all boils down to one word that my wife uses to describe Carrie Underwood. I guess you could say it's describe Carrie Underwood.
You shouldn't even tell us what that word is. I think we should call her.
We could do that. Maybe I'll tell you. Well, why don't I tell you what the word is and then she can elaborate on
explain
it.
Explain it?
She'll explain it.
Explain.
All right, so what's the word she uses?
We're watching TV and say Carrie Underwood comes on Entertainment Tonight or Ellen or last night the CMAs were watching it. The only word that comes out of my wife's mouth is whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty much says it all as she stands there in her softy pajama pants with no makeup on and her arms crossed. Whatever.
Well, now, I thought Carrie Underwood was like one of America's sweethearts.
No, Carrie Underwood is almost too perfect. You can't look directly at her.
Oh, I see.
Especially from the days when she first got started on American Idol. You see her then where she was one of us. She was a softy pant woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's Carrie Underwood.
Underwood.
She's an alien of beautiful proportions.
That's kind of funny.
So yeah,
not okay.
I'd like to dial up the wife's digits here, and maybe she can explain. Yeah.
And on the phone with us right now is Jeremy's wife Nicole. So big Carrie Underwood fan, huh?
You know, I will say I do love Carrie Underwood. She's beautiful. She's classy. She's a great role model for our daughters. But as I'm standing there watching her on TV with mac and cheese in my hair, I just have to say, whatever.
I love it when she does that, too, because I just sit back on the couch, I cross my arms, I'm like, here she goes. Mm. Here we go. Just let it all out, honey.
Girl, see, I thought she would be like a role model type for you, and that every time she came on, you'd be like, oh, I love this woman. But no, you're a little irritated by her, I guess.
So tell us why. Why are you so irritated every time you see her on the TV?
Because I just don't see her doing normal mom things, like laundry, packing lunches, sitting in the dark eating her kids' Halloween candy. Don't see it.
Crying silently.
Yeah, like that is not what we look like. We don't have perfect stick-thin legs and beautiful white teeth and perfect everything. So I just watch her and I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah. I wonder if this is why the TV show Roseanne was the big hit that it was.
It could have been, yeah.
You know, because she was one of the first TV moms to just kind of, here I am.
Blandford, Illinois.
Right. I don't give a damn. And I think maybe that's why that was a hit and why Nicole is not that fond of Carrie.
Enough's enough, huh, babe?
That's right.
And Nicole's big thing, she's like, well, if I had a team of people and I was worth $70 million, I could look like that, too.
If I had a personal chef and a makeup artist and body spray tan person, I would look just like that.
I know. Comparing, you don't even have to be a mom to look at Carrie Underwood and have your blood boil, because comparing yourself to someone like her is truly the fastest path to self-hatred ever. You can't compare because, she's so
perfect.
Yeah. She doesn't even know her kid's first name. She's probably, you know, it's probably
she's probably a great mother, too, actually.
Oh, God. I know you're right.
Her kids don't cry. They eat all their dinner.
Vegetables, yeah.
Let me ask you something. Have you had these feelings about other celebrity moms, or is she the one who just really puts you over the top?
You know, I have had these feelings a little bit, but she's the one. I don't know what it is about her. Every time I'm just like, whatever.
Have we ever heard of anything going wrong with Carrie Underwood? Has she had
it? No, she's got a great marriage.
She's got like this.
Along.
So she hasn't had like tragedy in her life that, you know, in the last 5 years or
sort
of scandal or some sort of like zit on her face.
No.
I mean, everything has been perfect.
Even that zit was probably the world's most perfect zit.
Such a sweet, pretty
little
zit.
It popped right away.
It popped perfectly.
Yep, that's right.
I think like she used to use a crimper back in the American Idol days, but even then she made it work.
Mm-hmm. Even last night when she was singing, Nikki's like, oh, doesn't she just have a beautiful voice?
Voice of an angel.
She's got the most beautiful voice on the planet.
Thank you.
I wonder if she is the Antichrist.
You know, she's got a, you know, I feel like God doesn't make everybody that perfect. I bet Carrie Underwood's breath is really bad.
No, but hear me out for just a second. I mean, if you're going to have the Antichrist come in, it's going to be somebody, right, who is going to charm everyone.
And tempt you in
every
way.
And you won't be expecting it. And it would come in exactly this type of package. I think a lot of people, they hear Antichrist and they think some sort of ogre thing with horns and fangs.
No.
It's like,
it's Carrie Underwood.
It could very well be Carrie Underwood, because who would expect her to be the Antichrist?
And if you play some of her music backwards, it says, worship Satan, worship Satan, worship Satan. It's true. Check it out.
That's what I think. So I woke up this morning. I'm going to tell you, Nicole, when I woke up this morning, I didn't not have a single bad thought about Carrie Underwood, because who would? No. And in the span of just an hour, I have gone from loving her to being deathly afraid of her. I think she's the Antichrist.
I'm with you.
And I blame you for putting those thoughts into my head.
Poor Carrie Underwood. I bet she's the nicest Antichrist ever, though.
Well, that's the thing.
She's sucking us in.
I trust into her.
Oh.
Well, honey, I think you're beautiful and you're a fantastic mother.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. But Carrie Underwood is
Halloween
still
candy now.
Go eat some more Halloween candy. Hey, I'm going to play some Carrie Underwood for you, okay?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, sing along.
Sing along and have a great day, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.